time they want to find out who.
Is there a higher up?
Is there a higher up?
They're really, let's face it, after, I think they're really after Holman.
Holman and Mitchell.
I mean, Colson is not big enough name, but he really isn't, you know, he's a star on their side, but Colson's name bothers them, right? So they get Colson. They're after Holman and after Mitchell. Don't you think so?
Sure. Or they say they're like going to take a drag him in, but they're going to end up dragging him in anyway.
Holman's problem is Chapin.
Bob's problem is circumstantial.
What I meant is looking at the circumstantial. I don't know anything. Tom and Bob had nothing, didn't know any of those people, like the Hunts and all that much. Colson did it. But Bob did with Chapin.
That's right.
Now, however the hell much Chapin knew, how we got that, I don't know.
Well, Chapin didn't know anything about the Watergate.
And you think so?
No, absolutely not.
Strom?
Yes.
He knew?
Yes.
About the Watergate?
Yes.
But then Bob, he probably knew about it. He may not have.
He was judicious in what he relayed, and Strom is as tough as nails.
Well, he said, just go ahead and say
it. He'll go in and stonewall and say, I don't know anything about what you're talking about. He's already done it twice, you know, in interviews.
I guess he should, you know, in the interest of why. Suppose we can't call that justice, can we? We can't call
well,
it plain.
It's a personal liability for him. He doesn't want any other way. He didn't have to be told. He didn't have to be asked. It's just it's something that he found is the way he wanted to handle the situation.
But he knew about what he was driving. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the problem with Bob's case. It's not Chapin. It's Strom. Strom worked for him.
They would have one hell of a time proving that Strom had knowledge of this. Well, Ritter, buddy.
Ah, I see. The other weak link for Bob is Ritter, too. He hasn't hired him. Mm-hmm. So forth.
That's part of the Mitchell, too.
Where do you see Colson coming in? You think he will do quite a bit? And yet, he can know a great deal about a lot of other things, and not have a lot about this. I don't know.
Well, I've never.
He sure as hell knew Huck, that we know of. It's very close to him.
Huck has told me that he had no knowledge, specific knowledge, of the Watergate incident before it occurred. There have been tidbits that I've raised with Chuck. I've not played any games. I said, Chuck, I have any games.
Play.
I don't know.
The lawyer's got to know everything.
That's right. And I said, Chuck, people have said that you were involved in this, involved in that, involved in this, and that's not true, so on and so forth. I think that Chuck had knowledge that something was going on over there. A lot of people around here had knowledge that something was going on over there. They didn't have any knowledge of the details, of the specifics of the whole thing.
You know, it must be an indication, though, of the fact that they had a goddamn poor pickings. Because naturally, anybody, either Chuck or Bob, was always reporting to me about their hunt. If they ever got any information, they would have certainly told me that we had some information. But they never got a goddamn thing to report. What was the matter? Did they never get anything out of the damn thing?
I don't think they ever got anything.
It's a dry hole.
That's right.
Jesus Christ.
Well, they were just really getting started.
Yeah. Bob, one time I said something about it. We got some questions about this or that, the other guy. I think it was about the convention that they were planning. I said, this is what I'm asking. So I assume that must have been a great, I mean, not great, but Segretti.
No.
Bob must have known about Segretti.
Well, Segretti really wasn't involved in intelligence gathering to speak of at all.
Oh, he wasn't?
No, he wasn't. He was out just.
He was out gathering intelligence.
That was Liddy and his outfit.
Apart from what I mean.
That's right. That was part of their whole, Watergate was part of intelligence gathering.
And this person who came, I guess that's what it was.
What happened is a...
The superintendent.
What?
That was
incredible. That's right. That's right.
I think you mentioned would allow this kind of operation to be in the committee.
I don't think he knew it was there.
I
don't think he knew that people. I think he knew that Liddy was out intelligence gathering. I don't think he knew that Liddy would use a fellow like McCord, for God's sake, who worked for the committee. I can't believe that. I don't think Liddy knew about Hunt either.
So Mitchell's saying this is about the fire, and so you and I hired this fellow, and I put him down as office for the May.
Sure.
Reuter says the same thing.
Well, Reuter says that he didn't file, he said it was, of course, my name has been dragged in as the guy who sent Liddy over there, which is an interesting thing. That's an assumption. That's right. They said, what happened is Reuter asked for a lawyer. He wanted to hire my deputy over there for general counsel. Boy, I can't give you
Liddy your deputy?
No, Liddy never worked for me. And it was fellow Fred Keeley who works for me. And I said, I can't get him up. He said, Reuter said, find me a lawyer. I said, I'll be happy to look around. Checked around the White House. Probe said Liddy might be the man to go over there. He'd be a hell of a good lawyer. He's written some wonderful legal opinions over here for me. I'm a good lawyer. So I relate to him.
Well, that was Liddy's standard.
He's a strange man, Mr. President.
Strange or strong?
Strange and strong. His loyalty, I think, is beyond the pale. He's just nothing.
He's the other side.
Oh, absolutely. He's strong. He really is.
What about the hangout thing? No, you can take that as a private file, please. And we go over. I don't need to take the briefcase now. So this time we'll just have some pocket work. Is it too late to crank and go the hangout road? Yes, it is.
I mean, it's, I here's the hangout road.
The hangout road is going to be rejected by some, I understand.
It was kicked around Bob and I.
I know earlier, always thought that it should be hangout.
Well, I think I convinced him why that he wouldn't want to hang out either. There's a certain domino situation here. If some things start going, a lot of other things are going to start going. And there's going to be a lot of problems if everything starts falling. So there are dangers, Mr. President. Not be less in Canada, if I didn't tell you, there are. There's a reason for us up. Not everyone going up and testifying.
Oh, no. I didn't even go up and testify.
I mean, they're just starting to hang out. There's a scared our story.
I mean, putting the story out on a PR line somewhere. Well, here is a story, a true story about honoring.
They would never believe it.
That's the point.
The point is the two things they're working on Watergate.
Who is they? The press.
The press. The
veterans.
The intellectuals. The
athletes.
Right. They would never buy as far as one White House involvement in Watergate, which I think there is just none for that incident that occurred over in the Democratic National Committee headquarters. People just here did not know that that was going to be done. I think there are some people who saw the fruits of it. But that's another story. I'm talking about the criminal conspiracy to go in there. The other thing is that the Segretti thing, if you hang that out, they wouldn't believe that. They wouldn't believe that Chapin acted on his own to put his old friend Kit Segretti in to be a dick tuck on somebody else's campaign. They would have to paint it into something more sinister, something more involved, a part of a general
plan.
Sure,
it's sinister,
though.
No. Pretty something a bit sinister.
It's quite humorous, as a matter of fact.
As a matter of fact, it's just my crap. It's just such a stuff that we never know when you're objected to. You don't object to such damn things, so what? Anyway. On and on and on. Well, look, it's the last gasp of, you know, of the hardest of all the cities. town, not so much our department, but basically it's the media. I mean, it's establishment. The establishment is dying, and so they've got to show that after some rather significant successes we've had with foreign policy and in the election, they've got to show it just is wrong because of this. They're trying to use this to smear the whole thing.
And that's why I keep coming back with this fellow Sullivan, who could, and could change the picture.
I wouldn't change it, though.
Well,
by saying you're another or something.
Yeah, but here's another. And it happens to be Democrats. You're, I just
if you get Kennedy in it, too, I'd be a little more pleased.
Well, let me tell you something that lurks at the bottom of this whole thing.
Yeah.
You've been going after Segretti, right. They go after Kalmbach's bank records. You recall that sometime back, maybe you kind of didn't know about this, I promise, that right after Chappaquiddick, somebody was put up there to start observing. Within 6 hours, that man watched that. He was there for every second, Chappaquiddick, for a year, almost 2 years. He worked for Jack Caulfield, who was originally on John.
I heard of Caulfield.
He worked for Caulfield originally, and then he worked for, and Caulfield worked for John, and when I came over, I inherited Caulfield, and that was still on the same thing. Well, if they get to those bank records between, they start on July of 69 through June of 71, and they say, what are these about? Who is this fellow that's up in New York that you paid? There comes Chappaquiddick with a vengeance. This guy is a 20-year detective on the New York State or New York City Police Department. He is ready to disprove and to show that everything from crimes.
We don't consider that wrong.
Well, if they get to it, it's going to come out, and the whole thing is going to turn around on them. I mean, if Kennedy knew the bear trap he was walking into.
How do we know? When do you get out anyway?
Well, it's hard to say.
Does he have any record? Is it any good?
He is probably the most knowledgeable man in the country. He can't, you know, there's certain things he runs up against walls when they close the records down, things he can't get, but he can ask all of the questions and give some many of the answers as a 20-year detective. But we don't want to surface him right now, but if they'd ever surface, this is what they'll get. Convention.
Are they going to investigate those funds?
They're funds that were quite legal. There's nothing illegal with those funds.
How can they investigate them?
They can't.
Huh?
What would occur, you see, is they would stumble into this in going back to, say, 71 on Kalmbach's bank records. They've already asked for a lot of his bank records in connection with Segretti as to how he paid Segretti. Well, yeah, but this all worked into 71 on this. He was up there, he talked to everybody in that town. He's the one who caused a lot of embarrassment for Kennedy already by saying he went up there as a newspaper man. So why aren't you checking this? Why aren't you looking there and pointing the press's attention to things? The guy did a masterful job. I've never been at the full report.
Coming back to Sullivan thing, you will let him know.
I'll see if we have something that's viable. And if it's...
Rather than you talk to Sullivan again.
Oh, yes. Yes, I find...
Why the hell did you get him in and talk?
I asked him last night, and he said, John, give me a day or so to get all my recollections together.
Right.
That was yesterday, so I thought I would call him this evening and say, Bill, I just like to know...
See, the fact that you talk to him will be coming out. So maybe the best thing is to say... turn here and you say he's turned this over and you said we will not handle it. And they and anyway it gets to the committee, aren't they gonna say the White House turns over information on the FBI. That's it. I don't know how the crank you get it down there.
Well, that's what I think I can kick around with Dick Moore. He and I do very well just bouncing these things back and forth and coming up with something that we don't have to be embarrassed about.
then the committee member, and you, for example, on this basis, could call the hearing and say, now look, we're on something very hot here. I can just tell you, I'm gonna tell you no more. Go after it, forget you had to end this call. And he goes. It seems to me that that's a very effective way to go.
The thing is, I don't think Sullivan would give up the White House. Sullivan, if I had one liability in Sullivan here, is that his knowledge of these earlier things that occurred.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Well, we should tell him. Well, you mean, what did he say? He said, I didn't know political work at all. My work in the Clinton administration was solely